אבל שרף על פייג' 188. We're talking about Rav Shmuel was in the in the captivity. So going out at the days of the captivity, they going out at night was asur completely to leave your tent at night, right? But not say tikkun chatzos. Shmuel must say tikkun chatzos. On the other hand, the say tikkun chatzos when Breslover is say tikkun chatzos, it might bother some people which are sleeping next to him. So what is he going to do? So Shmuel Shapira and his few of his friends, they used to crawl on their stomachs until the shul, the tent was the shul. That's what they used to do tikkun chatzot. Every night, for 9 months. Right? With the time of the captivity, everyone saw what Breslov is. Like they're so calm, even though they're in captivity, and there's no Yeush in the world ever. Right? But Naftali Borenstein, yeah, I know that is, Borenstein, he said that one day, he was also in the captivity, he wasn't a Breslov. He said one day, you know, water was given very little over there because it was in the middle of the desert. Not like today, there's water pipes everywhere. It was nothing. They had to bring it with a camel or something, with a truck. I don't know. One day, I go outside from my tent. There was Erev Yom Kippur, and I see a big tank of water in the middle of the yard, and I see Breslov Hasidim pouring on each other water, a lot of water. Buckets of water. It looked like a waste of water. In the desert, you don't waste water. So, right, so they, for months, have been saving water, have been selling their cigarettes for water, saving more and more water. Right, so they said, if mikveh we don't have, at least we'll have 9 kabin of water on us on Erev Yom Kippur. People who are far away from Judaism, they're also amongst
Kabin or Lugin?
Tisha.
Nine Kabin. That was Lug.
No.
Lug is bigger?
Lug is smaller. 6 Lugin is a Kab, I think. Tisha Kabin. Tisha. 6 Lug is a 1 Kab. Yeah. I think so, not sure. Yeah. They were very upset, all the Chilonim, they were very upset, the Breslov Hasidim, wasting water for your stupid religion. Why are you wasting water? One day, Avraham Yaakov Goldreich, he had enough already, and he said that we must do something to get out of here. What's going to be? Because they didn't know anything that's going to be. They were just stuck there and just living. No idea what's going to be. So Breslov, in the old city, were all Kanoim. Yeah, they weren't part of the Zionist movement or being part of the state. They were very against. They were Kanoim, like today where my son learns. Yeah. And they were very against what?
They're a little stronger.
Where?
No.
Nowadays they were much stronger than today. Yeah. And they were very against this whole fighting, the Jews fighting the Arabs and the Jordanians and everything. Now Avraham Yaakov, he looked for someone who knows how to write English. So he went to Naftali Borenstein, which he was caught from the Gush Etzion. And he was close to Breslov, and he told him, find me for someone that knows how to write English. And they found Dr. Schwitzer, also who was captured at the Gush Etzion. He knew how to write English very nicely. He paid him.
Who's captured in Gush Etzion?
Who's captured from Gush Etzion?
What was the position?
There was Yishuvim in Gush Etzion.
Why were they captured?
The Jordanians took over.
Were Jews stuck in Gush Etzion under the Jordanian rule?
They took all the Jews from wherever they were, to a place called Jamal, which is in the somewhere in the desert in Jordan.
It's right next to me.
Jamal?
Yeah, refugee camp.
It's in the desert?
Plot.
It's in the desert.
It used to be desert, now it's housing. Every time I look on the map, it says Jamal.
Yeah, so it's there. I thought it's somewhere.
Wait, so who was there?
Shmuel Shapira. Very, very people were there.
Wow.
Men, it's women.
It's right across from the farm.
Yeah? Maybe it's there. Maybe it's another Jamal, I don't know.
Somewhere by the way I live, he looks it up on a map.
It doesn't seem like it was there. It seems like it was far from Yerushalayim.
Really?
Yeah, there's another Jamal maybe. Ooh, it's 30 already. Okay, let's finish the story. Okay, one second.
Right.
So anyway, so they wrote, he paid him with cigarettes to write a whole letter in English. And they said that we lived in the, they wrote a whole letter, that we lived always in the old city. We have no, for generations, we have no kesher with the Zionists. Please let us go. They wrote it to the king, the Jordanian king. So when they wrote it, so Dr. Schmitzer, who was a Zionist, he told other people, you know, I wrote, by the way, this is this. The Zionists that were also captured there, they were very upset. They said, no way. This is like subduing to the Arabs. No way, you cannot send this letter. And they didn't let them send the letter. anyways.
So what happened?
They didn't send the letter. They're still there. You have to come tomorrow to see when they're going to go. I think...